is broken in earth. The program for mending and transcending. Please sit back, light your incense, your candles, and prepare yourself for our very own world-renowned master reader and loved one, Nunu. I am Bill, your co-pilot and meditation specialist, and now, broken.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for choosing the Broken Earth Radio Show. We are back once again. Today we're going to be talking about Harvest Moon. I've got some paranormal information to share with you, and some news stories. I'd like to give us a call today. Give us a call on Skype number 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. If there's anything you want to share with us, follow up on a reading, or any paranormal stories or spiritual experiences you'd like to share with us, and please give us a call on that number. So please sit back, open your minds, and enjoy the show.
When we were Can you hear me now?
I can hear the back of your head very well.
Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay.
I feel like I can't really hear myself, but I do. Well, never mind.
Just talk louder.
I can. You want me to talk louder?
For your benefit, so you can hear yourself better.
Anyway, today's show is going to be about a lot of things. We're going to talk about this full moon. This is a full moon in Pisces. This is also the third supermoon, the last of the supermoons this year. Bandit is saying, I can hear you. Yay.
Brandy fart, slarty bart fast.
It's Bandit Fandit.
Oh, I see. Right. It's okay.
Yeah. And
hello.
And this is also the harvest moon. For those of you that work with moon magic, you know that the things that we started this summer, there's things that are supposed to start happening soon, around about now. So anyway, before we go into all that, though, we do see people in the queue. We do readings. We do... We poop readings. Somewhere...
Out of our third... we poop readings and psychic power out of our third eyes.
We do simple sample readings, so if anybody has a simple question they want to ask or something that they'd like to contribute to the show, of course, we love that. So give us a call at 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. And we will get to you guys in a little bit. I hate saying I can't stand
shadow,
it when I do
shadow,
that.
Shadow, people.
But sometimes I do that.
Sometimes you do this.
Anyway. Sometimes I do that too. Anyway, one of the top stories, before we get into the stuff that, the full moon stuff, one of the top stories of the past couple of days has been about that guy.
Oh, the guy.
Yeah. What? Tell
Ray
us
Rice.
About that.
Ray yeah. Rice?
Yeah.
Well, he was beating up his woman in the lift, slammed her head into the bar in the lift. That's what happened. What else happened?
Well, that was when they were just dating.
Is this an old video?
Huh?
Is it an old video?
It's something that was, it happened a little while ago, but, I mean, just a year ago or earlier this year or something like that, but they were just dating at the time, and some people found out that he had hurt her, but this video just was released, over the past couple of days.
He, left hook and, knocks her out, and she, hits her head on the bar. The handrail, and then falls on the floor. Didn't even check on her. Just dragged her out the lift like a bag of meat or a bag of potatoes, and just left her there. It was a really loving scene.
Yeah, it's pretty
messed up.
Yeah, it is.
So, apparently, Obama said, hitting a woman. It's not something a real man does. Neither is authorizing drones to bomb children in other countries.
Now,
oh, no,
that
he
really
didn't. No, he didn't
said.
Say that. No, that's what he said. No, he said hitting a woman is not something a real man does, but I added in. Neither is authorizing.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about.
You know what okay, anyway.
Or should I say Barry Satoru? Barry Satoru.
Anyway, so let's talk about this full moon thing. Can we do that?
Certainly can. Go ahead.
Okay. And we can come back to the other thing if somebody wants to talk about that. And there's, of course, you have some other things you want to talk about. But the full moon that started just a few hours ago, yesterday, last night, whatever, is in Pisces. And it is basically on a fixed star in the Achenar River. It is also conjunct to the wounded healer Chiron. These are just like, this is, you know, the stars and stuff. This is the last of the three summer supermoons. And, of course, it falls in Pisces. And it's a very, you know, you remember Pisces is very liquid. It's very flowing, which means it also risks being very toxic, a very toxic full moon. Now, if you thought that May was tough, you know, it just depends on where you place things. Just remember that this makes us extremely absorbent of our environment, so this can work positively or negatively, depending on where you put yourself in this scenario. Remember, you're going to be feeling extra emotional, which I think that Bill can testify for, and very waterlogged. And very waterlogged, because the full moon pulls the water up to your head, so that finding the right ambiance is very crucial to getting the best out of this full moon. The positive manifestation of this full moon will be those who are sensitive to its powerful force will have the ability to redeem themselves and help others to do so as well. This is a great opportunity for salvation. Now, the thing is, though, is that this full moon also can bring up some old childhood wounds for healing, because this is such a sensitive moon, and it's associated with some sort of mothering and also healing. You know, I myself have had some very tragic things, that tragic to me, you know, over the past week or so happened. I mean, I was so emotional from even, I couldn't find, you know, pillows and stuffed animals and stuff like that that go on beds, and it felt like a bomb had been dropped, you know. So just remember that, you know, if you're taking any strong medicine, be careful,
like a
Mephistol, because...
Prilosec.
Be quiet. you know, this is going to start bringing up dreams, and which I also have been having some crazy dreams as well. You don't want these dreams to actually turn into nightmares and keep you fixated in it. So there's a very shamanic, like a very, very deep healing and powerful medicine in this moon, which can take you deeper than you normally go. And it may take a little while for you to start feeling grounded again. But it's all about trying to maintain balance within the water. So, you know, I always remind people, children, that fat floats. So when you're in the water, turn on your back so that you'll float to the top, because your belly might be your fattiest part. Sometimes it might be your bum, but regardless, if you just try to float through
my head.
Your head.
My head floats to the top.
I don't think you could even really go underwater. Your head is so what it is. But anyway, so, you know, try to basically allow yourself to float. Try not to, you know, take certain things too seriously, and you should make it through okay through your healing stream and also your powerful dreams. Also, remember, any of the manifesting that you started during the summer months, particularly around April, May time, you should start seeing some results very soon, like now, because this is the time for harvest. And if anybody else wants to talk about that, in the chat room, or if you want to call and say something about it, you know, feel free to do that. So,
did you get around to watching Knowing again?
Well, see, what had happened was you went to work, and I started the movie. I kind of dozed off. I woke up.
As soon as a movie plays, I said, you've gone to sleep.
No, I woke up, and then guess what I saw when I woke up?
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's not something I want to wake up to, and I cut it off, and I'm just kidding.
You should
watch
it. Even though I didn't get a great review,
I thought
it was good.
I know. I'm going to watch it. I actually did watch some of it, but I really did doze off, and I really did see Nicolas Cage, and it really did make me feel ick.
I mean, it was the third time I've seen it the other day, but, you know, I enjoyed it just as much as the first time I saw it.
But you know what movie I really want to know what you think about is The Invention of Lying.
Oh, you finished watching that, did you?
I told you I watched it. I watched it while you were at work.
Because the first time we watched it, what happened?
Well, it was so good I had to watch it again.
It's so good you had to watch stare at the back of your eyelids for the rest of the film. The Invention of Lying, I thought it was funny. Don't necessarily think there was a certain meaning behind it, or, you know, like you said, but I think maybe it's appropriate to lie now and then. It's always, you know, to bend the truth a bit, but anyway.
If anybody wants to watch a pretty decent movie, and it doesn't matter if you like Ricky Gervais or not, because I really don't care for him much, but, you know, it is a good movie. I mean, it really was a good movie.
I'll tell you what was good, though. How good was The Edge of Tomorrow?
That was amazing. I'll tell you, I think Tom Cruise is pretty ridiculous on an everyday basis, but he really does make some good movies. That movie
was
awesome. We're going to watch it again.
I don't really care for him, really, as an actor, but I really enjoy War of the Worlds with him in, and Edge of Tomorrow is great, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a good movie. It really was good. And when he was floating in the water, I was like, you know, I want to own this movie. I really could watch this movie again and again.
Yeah, it's one of those films. It's like, you know what? Yeah, it is. It's good. Now, I need to, hold on a minute, let's check this. We've got somebody in the queue waiting, or a few people in the queue. Now, I wanted to mention onto the subject of tattoos. Tattoos have been on my mind for a lot this past week, in my dreams and so forth. I've been toying with the idea of getting a tattoo for many years. If anybody's got an opinion on tattoos and they'd like to give us a call and let us know what you think, let us know. But something I'm very interested in is the effect of tattoos on spirituality and chi. Whether that can affect, you know, is affected by it. You know? And that's one of the reasons why I've been kind of put off for my minute, because I didn't want it to affect it in a negative way. It's something I really need to do some research into. Maybe I should ask you and see what the cards show him. If I say...
Well, it depends on what you get. I mean, you know. It depends on what you get.
Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, it could be like...
Is that really doing that? Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, for example, if I was to ask, what kind of effect could having a tattoo have on spirituality?
Well, I mean, are you going to get a big, gigantic 666 tattoo but down your leg?
want to do that?
I don't know. It sounds crazy.
Sure it's not 999?
Or just leg, flowers or
leg,
something?
If you had your leg in the air. Whee!
It just depends. I'm telling you, it depends on what it is. But let's see what our guides have to say about you.
They'll be like, shut up. They'll be like, shut up, Bill. I haven't spoken to him for, I've run here for my guides since 1976.
Since the other day.
So either, the thing is, when you normally do reading for me, either it comes through as a load of gobbledygook for some reason, because, I don't know, maybe I'm not supposed to know stuff, or they just want to give
me
a
whole... Or maybe I just don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah, probably do it half-heartedly. Or I get too much information coming through, because they all want to jump in and give me all the...
Here you are, getting a tattoo.
Death.
You're not getting a tattoo. But to answer your question about it, you know, if it messes with your spirituality, I mean, it says there's no meeting of minds about that, which means that it just depends on literally what it is that you're... what you're getting. And it says that one in foolishness or folly during a time where you're, you know, there's something going on with your discipline, like your discipline is just, you know, if it's a silly tattoo, then you lead your life. That's kind of interesting, because it basically says that if you get one that's silly and at a time when you're, when you've got no discipline or you're out of control, when you have your control, it does look like it's something that might affect your, it says it affects your Ace of Swords, which is your discipline, your structure, your business, that sort of thing. And it says for you to just chill and relax. You know, it just kind of seems like this is something that's floating through your head. But, I mean, that's not even anything that it would take me to really say, or someone like me. Anybody could tell you that you could regret your tattoos when you feel like you're in a different place in life. So it's probably smart. It's smart for you to get a tattoo of something that you don't think is going to really shift for you. Like, if Buffy the Vampire Slayer is your favorite show, get that tattoo.
Well, see, my problem is getting something that, you know, I was going to get, like, Michelle Obama or something.
Right.
You know.
You're going to get her arm tattooed over your arm, yeah?
Yeah. There's actually a video called Undeniable Proof that Michelle Obama is a Man. Have you seen her? Just tell you,
yeah,
next time
her,
you see her, just watch her. I'm telling you, man, something weird going on there.
You know, people are trying to spread rumors that you're a man, but I keep saying that you're not.
That's not true. Anyway, well, you know, CCI was, you know, I wouldn't really get a name of somebody tattooed on me, you know, because you never know what's going to happen there. Also, you know, I like the band Korn, and, you know, I think about all these bands I can have tattooed all over me, but see, the problem with something that represents something like a band or a person or something, the problem you have is, for example, what if I got, like, Lost Prophets tattooed across my back or all over my face, you know? And all of a sudden all this stuff came out about, what's his name, lead singer being a paedophile and stuff, people would be like, oh, damn.
Oh, my gosh, that was gross, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's why I'm hesitant about that kind of thing. But you know what I would want? Something as a, something to ward
my
off.
My face over your face.
Yeah.
That
something
would ward
to
off people.
Something to ward off negative entities, negativity. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing?
Because I was thinking about my face being tattooed on your face. And then you started saying something to ward off negative entities. Because it would already think that something negative was there.
Yeah, that's right. That's like, oh, no, something's demonic's going on here. Something real messed up's going on here. We'll leave that alone. That's gone as far as it can. You know what I mean? See, yeah. I mean, when it comes down to the Bible and religion and God and everything, you know, I've got an open mind, but you know what I mean? I'm not sure what's going on there. But even so, when you do an exorcism or you go somewhere and you say, in the name of God, you take a crucifix fix with you, it has some sort of tendency to get rid of these negative entities. Does that mean those negative entities believe in God?
Well, I mean, okay.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go down this, but you know what I mean?
I mean, it's a deep, I mean, that's a very deep conversation because, I don't know if I can talk about this.
See, this is a problem, you see. Get onto a point where we don't know if we, get onto some subjects because...
Well, let me just say this. No, we haven't seen that yet, but we're going to see it eclipsing. We're going to see as above, so below soon. But the thing is that I know someone, and I'm saying these things, realizing that I might be, maybe I shouldn't say these things, but I'm gonna say that I said them, and I'm gonna throw myself on it because this is important. I had a conversation with somebody 2 days ago who was trying to get me to help him figure out some sort of philosophy or some sort of spiritual belief that would make it okay to kill yourself because he wanted to do it.
Right.
But he wanted to do it for reasons that are exhausting and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, our human nature is to sit back and tell somebody, no, don't do it. You got so much to live for. But the thing is that the deeper you go and the more you see and experience, you realize, well, there you go. But anyway, when I'm saying these things because, there really are some like principles that would allow you to do it. But if you do it the wrong way, you will basically still be you without a body, just floating around with nothing. You know what I mean? And this is where we start getting into conversations about, you know, people trying to take over bodies and possessing people and that sort of thing and et cetera. So, you know, the disembodied spirit, they're not souls, they're spirits that are floating around still attached to the earth and still attached to who they used to be. It's because there's something that happened to them that was unsettled, whether they took their own lives or they passed on in a way that they just weren't ready for. They refused to allow themselves to ascend. So anyway, I don't know if tattoos actually make it one thing or the process that's in your mind and your body during a time of suffering is what attracts the entities that would be drawn to your misery so that you would allow them in or surrender your body or whatever. I mean, it's such a deep conversation. It's such a deep conversation. You know, basically, it's like, I don't think that there's anything wrong with getting tattoos, but I do think that that you've got to think about what it means later on when you're sitting here looking at a dolphin tattooed across your neck and face.
That is a good idea.
And that that wouldn't be a good idea in any circumstance. It's crazy, but there's people that do these things.
Well,
so anyway.
Well, you know, I just thought I'd throw it out there. You know, people might have information they might want to share, but, you know, because, you know, I like skulls and things like that. You know, I get like a big skull tattooed on my arm, and then next thing you know, all these negative spirits are coming in going, oh, he's got a skull.
Well, it depends on where the skull comes from, I suppose, you know? But the thing is that, you know, are there really negative entities, or are they just, is it just the way that it's interpreted in your world or in your
negativity.
Mind?
Perceived negativity, or are they divas, which is a name for an entity created, that you've created through your own suffering. It's like a spirit that's created from your suffering, some sort of negative energy. Anyway, tell you what, let's play a song. Come
okay.
back and we can take the caller that's in the
okay.
queue there.
The caller at 313, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's play this tune and we'll be right back.
Cut it off.
Suddenly. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did that despite the song.
No.
No, it stopped. It stopped. That's the pit.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
Caller 313.
Whoa,
Broken
loud.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
My name's Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. I had a question for you all.
Alrighty, go ahead.
Okay.
I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me?
Sam?
Yes.
Hold on just a moment, dear.
Okay.
Okay. What's your name again, sweetheart?
Terrell.
Terrell? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to make sure that we're in the same place, okay? But it looks like you guys have, you guys are not communicating.
That's true.
Okay. And from what I can tell, it looks like, it looks like he's trying to focus on other people.
For me?
On other things and other people, right. So, you know, asking how he's feeling right now may not be a great thing to ask. But what I can tell you is that it does seem that if we can just kind of get you out of this time period, which is basically... I'll get your timing down a little bit better, but it does look like it's going to come back around. It does look like still, but I see him coming back around when I kind of build this calendar thing for you in about 3 or 4 steps. 7 days. That's the other thing. So the conflict that you guys had, I'm going to ask you, was this something that happened about 2 or 3 weeks ago?
This was, I believe, it happened last week.
It happened last week? Okay, good. So that's not so bad. Would you say that it happened last Thursday or Friday?
I believe so. Oh, you're right.
Okay.
Go on, lady. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so basically that's better. That's better than what you know. This week looks like you probably need to let him rest. Next week, we need to let him rest, and he'll come around on his own the following week. And from what I can tell, it actually looks like you may get kind of frustrated and reach out to him first. And if you do, it says that you leave a message. Yeah, because he's not answering. But
yes.
if you let him do this by himself, it does look like you'll hear from him. Towards the weekend.
This weekend?
No. In 2 weeks, sweetheart. We're talking about the week of the 22nd. So we're looking at like the 27th, 28th, that time period there. Now, if by chance you don't hear from him right then, just don't worry about it. You'll hear from him before the end of the month. You will.
It's like I'm always reaching out to him. He never called me. He never texted. We haven't even been out on a date since last year. And I'm like, I can't. It ain't too much I can do because he has a girlfriend, and we just friends. But it's just like how he treats me is not right, and I just want to walk away. But it's just something like a connection that I feel.
Right.
But I'll let you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. It's okay. Well, you know, I know that you're really only focusing on yourself, because that's all you can do.
Right.
But you just have to remember that, you know, he's in a relationship. Like I said, he's focused on other things. He's in a relationship with someone. And so when you can't understand why he treats you the way he does, it's because he's trying to be in a relationship with someone else. So, but I know that you feel like you guys have a connection, and I'm going to tell you that, you know, I don't see this relationship he's in right now lasting. But the thing is that if you, you know, if you just kind of focus on you and do your thing, he will come around.
Okay.
He's, I mean, because I do see it. But the thing is that
if I keep reaching out to him, it's going to push him away more, basically.
Exactly. Because
okay.
If you're doing everything, he doesn't have to do it. And
exactly.
Remember, it's you're making him too important.
That does make sense. You're right. That does make a lot of sense.
Right. And he's just a regular guy. He's not,
right.
You know, the most amazing man in the universe. He's not on the Dos Equis commercials, you know. but he will come back around because he does care about you. But just remember, he's trying to do something different. And when you reach out, it's kind of pushing him closer to her too, because it makes them a little tame, and you're the person that's trying to, you know, cause foul in their game. So, you know, just pull back and let them do
okay.
what they're going to do in their own
right.
in their own time, and he'll come around. He really will.
Okay.
Okay.
So I got to just don't bug him. Just let it be. And if I keep bugging him, it push him away and make him more close. And if I don't, he'll come to me.
And then you get mad, and then you create all you know how to do for his attention is to create an argument with him. And so at the end of that, he's just like, dang, she's just drama. You know, but you're not trying to be. You're just, you know, you like him. You still like him, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. But I'm like, it's just frustrating because I'm like, we haven't went out since last year. You know, we don't even see each other. We barely talk. We text. And I always ask him, come on, let's do something. Let me see you. Every time I call and text, he just ignore me. And I hate being ignored. I'm pretty sure everybody does, but. It's just so
right.
frustrating.
Well, you know, he's trying to focus on his girlfriend. Remember, he's
okay.
focusing on other people and things. And, with you know, remember, if you're trying to cause an interference in that, it's going to make him, you know, push against you and try harder over here, as opposed to him just being all feet into what he's in and seeing if it's something that he really wants and then being able to come around when he really feels like it's the right thing for him to do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're right on with everything. That does make a lot of sense. That does. That's accurate. That's right. That resonates with me. That does make a lot of sense.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, dear.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you for
thank
your
you
whole story. Whoever the guy that's off, I don't know his name. But thank you all. Y'all have a good day, okay? Go on and get to your next caller.
All right, dear.
Okay. God bless you all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Bill.
Ain't nobody trying to hear your name.
Ain't nobody. You know,
that was hilarious.
She was saying, you know, you should be a psychic or something, you know. You're getting all that right. You know, I found a website I wish I hadn't found. And it's not the usual kind of website I regret finding. But, Sideshow Collectibles. And I've just found this knife head. I'm going to put it in the chat room. You should check this out. From Pacific Rim. It's freaking awesome. Check that out.
I hope you find a new place to order masks from, but I have this feeling that you're still going to buy masks from those people. Oh, my gosh, it's a $400 mask. Or you can make payments.
It's not a mask.
It's a collectible. I thought it was a freaking mask.
No, click on the pictures at the bottom, scroll through them, and it even lights up as well.
Click on the pictures at the bottom. Wow. It's a monster.
Yeah, freaking cool. You remember that from Pacific Rim?
Of course I remember it because I saw it.
Wasn't that one where you fell asleep?
That That's the one that you kept saying I fell asleep in, and you wouldn't stop saying it. There was one movie that you insisted I fell asleep in.
No, you did. I saw you. You had your eyes closed, and you. I was like, you fell asleep.
I know I fell asleep. But the thing
is, that statue, because people who obviously can't see the chat room, knife head from Pacific Rim, it's a big statue of it. Weighs 42 pounds. It weighs. 42 pounds. It's freaking awesome. How much is that? $380? One easy payment of $380. I want to get that. Let's see. Let's buy that right now.
No, it's not happening.
If it's a charity. So this is some awesome. This is like some Skyrim stuff. This. So as soon as I saw it, I thought it was awesome. It's like some stuff Skyrim. A Chinese boy has stumbled across a 3,000-year-old bronze sword dating back to the dawn of the Chinese civilization as he stopped to wash his hands in a river. Yang.
Stop it.
What?
Just say the initial or something.
Okay, YJ. It was 11. felt the tip of the sword's edge as he washed his hands in the Laos Hulin River in Gai Hao County in Yangzhou Province. He excitedly took it back home, where it was passed around in awe by his neighbors, some of whom offered large sums to buy the knife. But his parents decided to send it off to be examined by experts. They have since dated it to either the Shang or Zuzin dynasty, the dawn of the Chinese civilization. The 10-inch-long weapon appears to have been designed for both decorative and practical use. Liu Ziwahi of the Gahua Cultural Relics Bureau said the relic likely to have been used as a status symbol for a civil officer rather than a sword for fighting. There was no characteristic or decorative pattern on the exquisite bronze sword, Ziwahi said. Made in a time of relative low productivity, its owner would have been able to... also would have been an able man with the qualification to have such an artifact. The short sword seems to be a status symbol of a civil official. It has both decorative and practical functions, but is not in the shape of sword for military officers. The authorities are now planning a major archaeological dig in the river, once part of a system of ancient waterways that developed in today's Grand Canal. The boy and his father, whatever his name is, said many had offered high sums for the sword, but that it did not feel right to sell it. They have since been given a reward for handing in the relic. So that's kind of cool. Because, hello? You've disappeared. I can't hear you anymore. Still can't hear you. Strange. Hello? Anybody hear me? Oh. Sorry, right. You can hear me, but you can't hear Nunu. What have you done here? What have you done? You muted yourself by accident, have you? Or pulled out the cord or anything? If you're talking to me, I can't hear you. Alright, well, I guess I'll just have to... Black hole. That's not very nice. Why would you say such a thing? Why is Eclipse saying black hole? That's just... It's not cool. It's borderline racist. What are you... Hold on, let's... While she's trying to find her voice, I'll sing you a song. La 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 Hold on a minute. Let me turn you up. What are you saying?
Play a song.
Oh, you want me to play a song? Okay, I can do that. That's in my powers. Okay, let's play. There we go. Okay, we'll be back shortly. Oh, hold on a minute. You're on mute on the thing. Watch. On the studio. Oh, all right. Calm down. I'll be back shortly. Enjoy the song. Hello and welcome back. Are you there, Nunu? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. There we are. Right.
Can you hear me? Okay. All
right. I hear you. We've got a couple of callers in the queue. In the queue.
Okay. Let's see. We're going to talk to 619.
619.
Hi, 619. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing? Hello.
Hello, 619.
Oh, hello. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. This is Donna.
Hello. What are you doing?
I just wanted to see if I can get a reading, possibly.
Okay, what's your question?
You know, I maybe it's general. I just moved and I wanted to see what maybe is in store for me. Just a general reading would be great, if that's okay.
Okay, well, you know, what we're really doing right now, sweetheart, is a simple sample reading. It's
okay.
A simple reading. So if there's a question
right.
that you really want answered, that would
yeah.
be yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me narrow it down. Yes. Do you see my relationship with my boyfriend improving, or what do you see as far as that goes? I just moved out of living with him, and I wanted to see
right.
how it's going to go. Yeah.
Well, you know, at this point, you're not really at one of those places where it's about what's going to happen, but it's you're at one of those places about, like, what do you want?
Uh-huh.
If you, it basically you're at a place where it's about behavior. So just how you guys act with each other. Because you've separated to go in different spaces, you know, if you're, I mean, I don't see you as wanting to be separated forever, but you guys just kind of needed to go to your own corners now, but you still care about each other very much. So, one of the things that I want to see is, and I think this is probably going to help you for now, is, I'm going to use the cards and I'm going to see who you look like and who he looks like. And then we'll kind of just show you what it is that he's, you know, where he is right now. So you'll know exactly what you're dealing with. Now, remember, too, if you were listening to us at the top of the show, you know, this full moon we're in right now, which is in Pisces, is an extremely emotional one. It can be good or bad, you know, just based upon how well you allow yourself to float. Because remember, we're going through a watery time right now. So there's also going to be a lot of things coming up and happening that are going to take you back to, you know, childhood issues. So now he is trying to still get a picture of what he wants for the future. I don't see him not really knowing what he wants, but he's trying to get back on track with his life, with his own life, is what our guides are saying. So you're going to see him have very low momentum for the actual relationship for a little bit. Now, there is a point where I do see when we get you probably towards the holidays where it does look like he starts to reciprocate more, and that's where your truth is really going to be existing right there. Towards the holidays is where you're really going to start seeing what he's made of. Now, the thing is that your relationship is under cloak, just like I thought. It basically says that you can have change and you can have commitment with temperance, which basically means if you just sit back like you're just a real slick lady who knows everything's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. But if you play into his emotional, like if he's not giving you something and then you start screaming and hollering for it, if you play into that, your relationship can't work because you're dealing with somebody who's trying to figure out what he really, really wants for himself. And he's not thinking about you guys as a couple right now. He's actually thinking about himself as an individual. But I'm not seeing him dating other people. I'm just seeing him really focused on, I like my chicken baked. You know, I don't want to pick up trash on the right time. I see him doing what he wants to do right now, not what you always said. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Totally.
Okay,
yeah.
So your relationship, the truth or the path that it's going to be on will be determined, like I said, around the holidays, but it's all based upon how well you take his apathy right now.
Okay. Got it. That's helpful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Dear. Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for listening. Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So when was it? So the day before, I managed to get my sclera contacts in, finally. people I know you can get colour contact lenses, but these are sclera contacts that I bought, which are like the full eye contacts in black. So I look like, Sabretooth?
A monster?
What's his name? Sabretooth of X-Men, or, you know, he is
a
lot, don't you? Yeah. Managed to get them in. It took, like, what was it, about a week trying to get them in?
It took a week of you trying to cram those things in your eyes.
trying to put them in and blinking
real fast and freaking out.
They were so comfortable once they were in. It felt like I just had two hunks of plastic in my eyes.
It was awesome.
But, let's get them in. Just prepared myself for Halloween to get them crammed in there. But if anybody's... Oh, I got a text message. Yay! Oh. Well, let me down.
So we were going to play the... What now? Go on. Sorry.
Go on.
Oh, well, anyway, we were going to play the relaxation thing in about 8 minutes. Would you still want to do that?
We can do if people feel like chilling out. So I talked about tattoos. Something I want to do is try and do self-regression. What's that noise? With it?
No.
Self-regression. Not necessarily for previous life, but for when I was younger, when I was getting visited by something in my bedroom which wasn't human. So I'm going to look into that, do that. I saw a headline this morning. 3 nuns raped and beheaded. And I thought, what the hell is wrong with people? Seriously, what the hell is wrong with people? You know?
That's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. Where was that?
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't read the article. I just saw the headline. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to even read that. A computer programmer who filmed Fast and Furious 6 at the cinema and then uploaded it to the internet has been jailed for, how long do you reckon? Almost 3 years. Philip Danks, 25, used a camcorder to record Fast and Furious 6 at a cinema in Walsall, near Birmingham, and uploaded a copy to the internet the following day. The pirate copy was downloaded 779,000 times, costing Universal Pictures, one of Hollywood's biggest filmmakers, almost £2.3 million. 2 days after his arrest on May 23rd, he posted to Facebook, 7 billion people and I was the first. F you. On Thursday, he pleaded guilty to 3 charges of distributing pirate copies of the film and was jailed for 33 months. Prosecution on behalf of the Federation Against Copyright Theft, he said the film was Universal Pictures' most significant release of that year, with both the biggest production costs and expected revenue. court heard that he made just £1,000 from selling copies of the film for £1.50, while the cost to Universal was estimated $2.3 million. Banks is said to have uploaded the file to Kick-Ass Torrents and other torrent sites. Sentencing recorder Keith Raynor said this was bold, arrogant, and cocksure offending. Your approach to the film industry is made clear in the posting you made on Facebook 2 days after your arrest. Anyway, it goes on, but I mean, really? People get out for worse in 6 months.
I have a friend named Erin who's a hairdresser, and she posted the story about the person they found to be Jack the Ripper, whose name was Erin, and he's a hairdresser. And one of the things that she always says, because her luck is so horrible, is that she must have been Jack the Ripper in a past life. But in case anybody's been living under a rock, you know, they found out that through DNA and other stuff who they believe Jack the Ripper to really be. And his name is Erin Kuzminski. And he was a Polish immigrant. And he was also a hairdresser. They found a shawl by the body of Catherine Eddowes, one of the Ripper's victims, and it's been analyzed and found to contain DNA from her blood as well as the DNA from the killer. And so how they put it all together, I'm not exactly sure, but they did.
Well, they've got a picture of him, haven't they? They've got like a sketch of him. How did they know he had a mustache?
Because he was a hairdresser back in 1888. I'm just saying that. I don't know.
Somebody was beheaded in London recently. A man who has appeared in court charged with the murder of 82-year-old Palmyra Silva, who was beheaded in North London. Nicholas Salvador of Enfield, North London, is alleged to have killed the elderly woman with a machete in the garden of a home in Nightingale Road, Edmonton, on Thursday. Salvador, 25, was led into the glass-fronted dock with his hands cuffed behind his back, escorted by four uniformed police officers. Blah-de-blah, don't need to know that. He's been charged with assaulting a police officer. Let's have a look. Neighbours talking about us. Well, I think what's worse, you know, getting beheaded must be horrible. Either or burning alive must be just horrible.
Right.
Or both. It's even worse. That's pretty messed up. Well, okay, so I've got all this stuff to talk about. You know, did you want to play the relaxation now? Or did you, I mean, there's quite a few people still in the queue, but we're coming to the end of the show.
Let's take one caller.
Okay.
We'll take the caller at 951, and then we'll just do the Desiderata.
What about the, hold on a minute, what, 901?
They're not asking the question. They don't have the button thing pressed. There's no question mark next to them.
Oh, sorry. I thought, well, they've been hanging on for a long. You know what I mean. Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay.
951, this is Broken Earth. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
All right, you?
Yeah.
Good.
Splendid.
I just wanted to ask a question to splendid. I love that word. I wanted to ask a question today about my current living situation. Kind of in a tough spot right now. I wanted to see if you see it getting better or how to resolve the situation at my house. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to go smooth or I don't know. I'm just kind of in a bad situation with my ex. He's not leaving, so I don't know what to do.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, dear. What's your name?
My name is Rayanne.
Rayanne, okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on just a moment. Okay. Hold on. That's what's going to happen. Okay. All right. We're looking at, my timing may not be perfect, okay, but it does look like you're going to have some random conflicts with different things. I mean, I'm pretty sure you've already been doing it. You name it, it's happened. But I actually see him befriending someone, and basically it looks like he'll transition out when this happens, and this is not far away. It's a woman, so it looks like he's just going to end up moving in with a different woman really fast. Now,
oh,
when
good.
I say really fast, when I say really fast, I don't mean it's going to be like really fast from today. It's going to be really fast from the meeting point. So if my timing is right, it looks like it's honestly, it might not be until October, but like I said, it looks like it's going to be pretty fast when it happens. Okay. There, I mean, it could already be going on right now, you know, but from what I can tell, like I said, it looks like it's going to be sometime like next month when it happens, and then he'll move out. So basically what you need to do is, get in the shower, burn yourself some orange candles.
Don't
and just
burn
focus
yourself.
On him.
Okay.
Burn yourself.
Get in the shower and burn yourself.
No. burn yourself some orange candles and just talk and cry and just, ask for him to basically, find someone who wants him the way that he wants her. And then that's going to pull him out of there. But I see it happening anyway, but you may be able to get the wheels rolling a little bit faster now. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Hang in there.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Mm-hmm. You.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Oh, God, what's happened? Oh,
what's
sorry. Right, I suppose we got to play this mediation. Did you?
We don't have enough time.
Oh, okay. So, we've got somebody else in the queue now, waiting, so we could play that and then play that. We can play this next caller. We can play them. and then Desiderata.
Okay.
Okay.
901, this is broken. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even click it. 901. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you all today?
All right, thanks.
Good. I have a question about the energy around my new relationship. And I would like to know if you see what the energy is around it or just what Spirit has to say with this connection.
Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Been seeing this person?
I would say about 6 months, but I came about 2 years ago, and in the last about 6 months, we've been seeing each other.
Okay. Right now, I understand why you're asking this question, because right now, it seems kind of lukewarm.
Yeah.
there's, I mean, we're going to, I do want you to keep in touch with us so we can kind of watch this, the progress.
Okay.
We try to be on every Tuesday, okay? But the thing, and if you, but if you want a real big reading, you can contact us, and that's something we usually tell people to on Facebook, Psychic Nunu, or look at Broken Earth Radio Show. But the thing is, and I'm telling you this because you need this, it actually looks like there's a return of another woman.
Okay.
I'm actually going to ask you this straight on. Is he still married?
He's not married.
He's not. Was he living with someone before 6 months ago?
I kind of suspect that, but he has not told me that.
Okay. There's a woman who's coming back around that it looks like he was very committed to. If it wasn't an actual marriage, it mimicked a marriage. And this person here is trying to get him back. I mean, you're dealing with some real plain, blatant stuff. So he's being kind of lukewarm with you because he's trying to figure out what to do over here with this other situation. So the thing is that he's walking the fence, which is positive because it means he really does care about you and he's not really sure about her, okay? Now, it doesn't feel very good to feel like you're an option,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I'm not going to tell you to put it on the table. Because, you know, if somebody doesn't have an answer now, they're not going to have an answer if it's sitting on the table either. But what I am going to tell you is if, you know, you're in an awkward place. You're in a really awkward place because he really does like you. This woman just seems like she has some sort of control that she has over him. It does look like, honestly, it just kind of seems like they were on a break. That's what, because their situation is being defined as a break, which means it could come back again. But mm-hmm. if he does go her way, it doesn't look like it's something that's going to work for long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I really do see you in one of those positions where if you're just kind of cool about it, everything might be okay. But if you push it, like, what's wrong with you? What's going on with you? What are you doing? How come, you know, if you push that, it's going to make him just, you know, just run off.
And I will not say that because we haven't made a commitment. And what I'm doing is just allowing, you know, he stepped back, I stepped back, and I'm going to leave it there, you know, unless he's forward. And I'm right along, you know. But I did, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because he never invited me over, and then suddenly he moved, and it was like, oh, the door is open, and, you know. And I suspect then that he was obviously living with someone else. Oh, that he was in a new place in June, you know, getting to come over and make dinner and all this. Now it's like you said, my intuition told me exactly what you said, so you validated that. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, one second. Nunu? Hold on, I think her sound's cut off. Hold on a second. We had this problem before, was it? Oh, I've turned you up now, Nunu, is it? Are you,
I'm here.
Yeah, it's the sound's cut off again. Sorry, did you get the answer? Did you get your answers you were looking for? Because I think we're going to have to end the show in a moment anyway, you see, so.
Yeah, she validated what I had intuited. And I didn't know it was correct, but she just confirmed it.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for calling today. I think we're having technical problems, so we're going to end the show and get on our way. But thanks for calling, and good luck.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, speak to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. We're going to play quick song, and then we're going to play the Desiderata. So thanks to everybody who's listened to the show. Sorry about some of the technical problems, but we should be back next Tuesday. You can find us online on Facebook. You can find Psychic Nunu. You can email me at BillDoyle@live.com. Or you can find us on Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Ocean man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip. Ocean man, across the rubber sand, man, bye-bye the sand, soaking up the thirst of the land. Ocean man, can you see through the wonder of amazement at the open man?
Amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.